This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, as we kick off the third hour here of the Budweiser Sports Line with Longshore and McKnight. Obviously, a lot of excitement revolving around Troy basketball, the men's and the women's teams heading to the NCAA tournament. And the head coach of the men's Troy Trojans program, Phil Cunningham, joining us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing outstanding. First of all, Sunbelt Conference champions, NCAA tournament bound. Congratulations, Coach. For our fans who don't know, how did all this happen?
Well, Barry, it's a long story, but we'll give you the short version. But we were, you know, we peaked down the stretch and went to New Orleans with a lot of confidence coming out of that two-game homestand. One of those games, the Little Rock game on that final Saturday, Senior Day, was a game we trailed the entire game. Well, we were beat. I mean, it's a game we should have lost and just somehow found a way to win it. And I think that was probably the last piece of the puzzle to get us ready to go to New Orleans, because it did two things. It gave us the confidence of a two-game winning streak, and it also moved us up the seed line. We tied with Coastal Carolina and Louisiana Lafayette with 10 wins, but we had the tiebreaker on both of them. So it moved us into a bracket in which our bracket played out. We were 4-2 against our bracket. So we felt like we had a chance to make it to the final. So the way it played out on that last Saturday was extremely important. Then we went to New Orleans, and we've been a good, as you well know, we've been a really good offensive team all year long, but I thought we peaked defensively down in New Orleans, and that's what allowed us to make that run, and particularly on that Sunday when our offense left us because we were tired, and give Texas State credit defensively, we still found a way to win kind of just a grinded out type game.
59-53 final in that game. As the game ended and the streamers came down and Troy was going to the NCAA tournament, gosh, I was thinking about those players. They have worked so hard, and they have gone so many miles. A couple of trips to California and to Hawaii and to Wyoming. I know you were as well, just thinking about that long road for those players and how they persevered, Phil.
Barry, it has. It's been a long season when you look back, and I hadn't even thought about our travel in a while, but it immediately made me think, man, we're all going to get a couple of good nights' sleep, and this is all over, but we're going to ride it as long as we can. But it's been a grinding season and kind of a grinding 2 or 3 years when what we've tried to do and trying to build this program up. And we've been playing young players and taking some hits with just being too young and just not quite talented enough. But we thought going in, this team was the team that had a chance to break through. And you saw glimpses of it all year long at USC, at Wyoming, some of the conference games, some of the wins we had, some of the close losses. But it all came together down the stretch. And we had that good mix of talent and experience. And when we got to New Orleans, they had a different type of look on their face. They didn't want to go home.
Coach, I've always wondered, when you see your regular season schedule, you look at it and you go, okay, we got this team, we're going here, we got to play them, this, that, and the other. So you kind of get prepared, you kind of know what's ahead of you. When the selections were made Sunday and you go, wow, we got to play Duke, how do you talk about the timeline of, I mean, do you get film on Duke? I mean, how do you scout them? How do you get ready? How do you put a practice plan together? And then, oh, by the way, you got to pack your bags and get ready to travel as well.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy 24, 48 hours since the selection show. We knew where we were going to play, a Duke or a Kentucky or UCLA or somebody like that. So in our mind, I don't think that surprised anyone. But then, as you mentioned, getting that video, that's changed. You can now go right on the internet, and we're part of a subscription service that all college basketball teams use called Synergy, that you get exactly what you need immediately. It's unbelievable, technology. It changed everything. So what we do, we immediately sign one assistant coach for that scout, and the other two take the other two opponents in the bracket. But that assistant coach immediately starts breaking down video. And then what I did, I took about 24 hours to try to, really take care of some logistic things, some media things. And then late last night, I really locked in on Duke, and I'm moving forward and really going to zero in on them the rest of the way. Now, with our team, We had to give them a couple of days off. We played 4 games in 4 days, and as Barry can tell you, really 8 in 15 days. So this team is physically and mentally out of gas. And our most important objective with the team is to try to get them fresh again. Mentally, they'll be fresh because it's just the excitement of it. But physically, we need to get our legs back under us.
Phil Cunningham, head coach of the NCAA tournament-bound Troy Trojans, coming into the big dance at 22-14. Phil, have you had any thoughts from the recruiting angle, from a notoriety angle, just how important a game this is, a tournament berth like this is for the growth of the program? Is there any way to gauge just how big this is for everything you do for this program?
Well, Barry, I haven't really stopped and thought about how it affects recruiting yet, because one thing I know about recruiting, it's all the little things you have to do and the creative things you have to do, this wipes all that out. It doesn't wipe it all out, as you well know, but it enhances everything. It makes everything easier in terms of recruiting. Now, what it does, what I've seen, what it really does for your program, your university, is just puts you on a national stage. And ours gets even more attention and becomes even a bigger stage because who we're playing, when we're playing, Friday night on prime time, playing Duke, who's, you know, the 2 seed, but everybody's predicting them to win the title. Just when you say Duke and Coach K, that's, you know, immediately college basketball and everything it's all about. So I can just look at the ticket requests and what our administration is going through trying to pull this thing off to get tickets for everybody, to get hotel rooms for everybody. I mean, Greenville, for anybody to do with Troy, Greenville's a place to be on Friday night. So it's amazing how it can uplift a university and athletic department. And that's why CBS pays all that money. Not only CBS, but all those stations. That's why they pay all that money to be a part of this thing.
So many great individual storylines. People around here, of course, know about Wesley Person, 3-time All Sun Belt Conference player. He's had those expectations because of his last name since he's been on campus. But Jordan Venardo, first-team All-Sun Belt Conference. I think there's another really good story with Devon Walker, a fifth-year senior eligible transfer who goes back to the NCAA tournament. He really sort of not only showed some confidence in Troy whenever he signed for his final year of college eligibility, but in terms of leadership, Phil, everybody seems he seems to be a rally around kind of guy wherever he is, particularly for this basketball team.
Barry, you're exactly right about Devon. He was, if you look back, and someday we'll all look back on it, and from a coaching perspective, we look back and say, okay, he was the last piece of the puzzle, and probably the most important piece in terms of being able to take that next step, because what this team needed, it needed some leadership, because our young guys, who are our best, most talented guys, Wesley and Jordan, neither one of them had that personality of leadership. And I think Jordan will be, but Wesley's a quiet kid. He just leads by example, and he'll be better next year as a senior. And Jordan's going to have that leadership, but he was just coming off a freshman year. We needed someone to lead this team. And as soon as Devon got on campus, we saw his leadership ability. We knew he had great character from recruiting him. He was all SEC academic 4 years in a row. That tells you a lot about a young man. And then all the coaches down there loved him and said, hey, you're going to love this guy. So we had a feeling he was good. But once we got around him, didn't take long. We were around him and we brought him in and we said, look, we know you just got around this team. Said some of these guys have been here, but we said, look, college basketball is different now. Every year it's a new team. You know, you get the grad transfer thing. You got guys in and out with transfers. We said, don't be afraid to take over his team. His team needs a leader. You need to be the leader. You've got all the characteristics. You've been there and done that. You've been to a Final Four. You've won the SEC a couple times. You've been around Billy Donovan every day in practice every day. Look what you've been around. This is what this team needs. So he brought that, but the key, Barry, John, but the key to it was he brought it with a spirit of humility. And if he didn't have that humility about him, it wouldn't have worked. And he has never wavered in that. We don't run any plays for him. He doesn't get many shots, but he's always going to get that defensive assignment on the best players, other team's best player. And we're always going to be on him. Hey, you got to keep doing the dirty work. You got to rebound, get the loose balls, get the offensive rebound putbacks, all the stuff that you don't get a lot of credit for, you know, from a media standpoint. But you have to have them to win the game. So you're dead right on on what he's meant to this program.
Phil Cunningham takes Troy to the NCAA tournament, his first tournament as a head coach. But you've been there before several times as an assistant coach, extending your focus beyond just this game to the entire tournament. In your experience, what are the real keys to success for a team in the NCAA? Is there a broad theme? If you're going to win the tournament, if you're going to advance deep in the tournament, are there several things that a team has got to do?
Well, the first thing that stands out for our particular team is we've got to stay focused, and it's hard to do because, you know, it's kind of like telling that kid to get off of, you know, it's kind of like telling him when we leave that last meeting at night, say, hey, get off those phones, you know, good luck with that. Anybody's got kids, you know, get them off those smartphones. But it's one of those things where we've got to do everything we can in our power to control to get them locked back in. For example, we'll go Wednesday night. We'll take them to Dave and Buster's. Have a good time. Because one thing that we always did at Mississippi State is we let them soak in the experience. We'd go out and be a part of the city somewhere, you know, a couple nights before you play. Let them enjoy that because that's an extremely important part of this process. But after that, we got to get locked back in. We got to get locked in on Duke because if you don't, if you just lock in, if you just get caught up in all the peripheral things, then you won't be focused, and you can't go into a game like with a team like Duke and not be focused. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to zero them in and know that, you know, hey, when it's all said and done, it's going to be a game just like you played every game you played all year this year, and you've got to be ready to play. So, you know, this is different for us to, you know, you can talk about advancing. I mean, we want to be ready to play. We want to be competitive, but we want to keep this thing close and have a chance at the end. And that'll be one of our biggest things to them. Just, hey, let's play it 5 minutes at a time. Let's stay in this thing. Let's give ourselves a chance at the end to win the game. Because who's going to tighten up if it's a close game late, us or Duke? You know, we know, you know, it's probably going to be the other team.
Phil, we wish you good luck on this. I can't wait to get out there and watch the Trojans compete. It's been a wonderful year. Let's keep it going. Thank you so much for the time.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.